I'm asking this question to myself. It's very late at night, and I'm having to be a little on the quiet side. I was gonna head to the office, and just felt a little early. It's 5:30 a.m. The sun hasn't come up, and that was pretty close. I know Louie wanted to head out there, but I checked my enthusiasm levels, and I'm not carrying any drinks, so I wouldn't have been able to. Just drank, and then I figured I could hear from there that the interstate, there's not even really enough trucks there to carry on and be loud. I might wake up my hobo buddies or all the people who are offloading, stuff for the supermarket. It's a little bit cold. I thought, it's winter now, and trying to be a little more careful with my energy, and my persona and my body itself was putting both those things are on ongoing jokes. I have chicken soup on the stove. And, all kinds of middling thrills in this life. Like, it's quiet enough. And I walk by this lamppost. A spider web catches in my pigtails. It's quiet enough that I can hear the strands snapping. I'll tell you a little story about Violet. This is back in my days when I was a petrol shaman. I think it was about 1996 or 97. Entirety of a blackout, where you take not only visible light, but pulse down to auditory, subvocal, all the way up to pulsar frequency. All of it. people think, like, oh, well, you know, we've got a UV spectrum light. It's like, no, you fucking don't. Because in order to have that, you've got to generate the full spectra and then block out everything. Beside your pan skew. Because the light alone, violet light is like the absence of things. Therein lies the comfort that I find in it. You know, and so you can imagine what an absence is. Okay, if I'm living in some penny out in any town, fucking Oklahoma, kicking dust, in a population of fucking 4,000 people, right, and I say, I want all these people to go away except for one or two. And I'll call them violet. That's bullshit. Okay? If I take the entire nation of Germany and I say, I want them all to vanish, and the hills, and the music, and the people, their modern offspring, all their technology, their mathematics, and I want you to leave me only the violet. There we go. I'm walking by my rosemary bush here to go. Was just by way of example. So, I mean, one thing that people can pick up and would make a lot of sense to them, okay? You've been to shows and been up against the amplifier towers and the speaker stacks. Where you can, I mean, feel your eyelids pulse. Because the bass is so heavy, it hits your rib cage. You can feel the tiny wisps of fine hair on your fucking cheekbones vibrate when you get close to it. Often at concerts, they have violet lights in minuscule. So, and then there's bands that cultivate an absence of thought and of form, where the entire, you know, sweep of eternity of auditory potential is brought to the forefront. Manifest. And then they remove all of it, even the rhythm. Next thing you know, you get some guy's voice. Or a little bit of prelude amplifier noise. The reason they do that is to get your attention. Love a video to Oxania Axo.